Voice, good morning. Our limud of halacha is every day as a schus for the refuah of Yosef Dov Ben Chayle, Shtav Refuah Shleima B'Korev B'Soy Shol Chayle Yisro. We were learning the inyonim of Tu Bishvat, which falls tomorrow. So first of all, just a P.S. Legaba Mincha this afternoon, when we said that the minig is, generally speaking, Tu Bishvat is tomorrow, which means no Tachnun tomorrow, and it falls on a Thursday, which I think will bring some smiles to some faces. And this afternoon also no Tachnun. But actually there's a diuk in the Mechaber which suggests that there should be Tachnun this afternoon. Because the Mechaber says, in I think Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, in Hilchus, in the Halachas of Nefilas Sapaim, he says there that we don't say Tachnun. He says we don't say Tachnun on Chanukah, Purim, Tu Bishvat, and Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, he says, and also not B'Mincha Shelefonov, on the Mincha before it, and he doesn't say B'Mincha Shelifnehem, on the Mincha before them. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there's a diuk that someone to suggest that Vibalti said v'loy b'mincha shalafonov, he's only going on Rosh Chodesh, the last one that he mentioned. So he says you don't say Tachnun on Tu Bishvat, but and you don't say it on Rosh Chodesh and on the Erev Rosh Chodesh shalafonov on Erev Rosh Chodesh. Mishnah Berurah brings down there is a zar diuk because otherwise the Mechaber should have said lifnehem, yeah. But Alpha Bikain, he says the minig is that we don't say Tachnun this afternoon either. Okay? Erev Tu B'Av as well. Yeah. So whenever Rabbi Danan is ready, you can take over. But meanwhile, just to briefly say that there are many Mefarshim who say that the idea of eating fruits on Tu Bishvat, the Ikka is making of the Brocha. The making of the brocha is recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the water that's soaked in the ground, and it's not the sap that's risen in the Elon. It's not a natural process, but Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Bo'i Pri Ha'aretz. To say the brocha and say that we recognize it's you, Ribbono Shel Olam, you're the one who proves it. And one of the proofs of that is that we keep Tu Bishvat in Australia when it's in the middle of the summer there. Yeah? So therefore, nevertheless, Tu Bishvat is Tu Bishvat all the year round, because at the end of the day, it's not the water, and it's not the sunshine, and it's not the roots, and it's not the ground, and it's not the fertilizers, but it's the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the same Ribbono Shel Olam makes the fruit all the year round. There are various inyonim about that, which B'Leita will discuss tomorrow. Toraway Northwest, London, Wednesday. What's his height? Oh, it must be Yudalad. Yeah, it's Yudalad Shvat, and it is the 12th, is it? Or the 11th of February? Yeah? 12th of February? Okay. Rabbi Emanuel Danan, Shlita, part 3 of a series of 3, davening through intermediaries, or not.
Okay, Rabbi Sai. We're up to the final part of davening through intermediaries. What we're going to be doing today is going through a few of the controversial tefillahs, which are said, which seem to contradict the yesod ha'ikar ha'chamishi, the fifth yesod of the Rambam, which we're just going to take a minute, just 2 minutes to recap what we've said. The Rambam says, Ikar, Hashem exists. Number 2, Hashem is one. Number 3, Hashem is not a physical being or had any physical attributes. Number 4, he's Rishon, he always existed. He didn't come into existence. And number 5 is, you only worship him. You worship What does worship mean, Rabbi Isai? Can you remind me?
Before that.
Praise him. Make, publicize his praise. Tell others about his greatness. serve him. What does that mean to serve him? Serve him, do what you think he wants, right? And pray to him, as we said, and pray to him. All those are forms of avodah. And that, says the Rambam, is avodah zarah. The original avodah zarah, Rabbi Isai, as the Rambam explained, is they believe in Hashem. And in fact, avodah zarah is not, at first glance, not a contradiction to Hashem Echad. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, but he runs it through channels. Those channels are the superior beings, are the Malachim, the Mazolis, the Koichovim, which control this world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not physical, is not a created being, but nevertheless they believe we should still worship Avodah Zarah, because that is the Rotzon Hashem. Hashem wants us to give kavod to the ministers which he has placed in their place, in their positions. Their mistake, says the Rambam, is they're not Balei Bechira. That's why you're allowed to be Oyved to a person. In fact, we're just coming out of Mitzrayim now. You're allowed to be a slave to a person. Completely enslaved to a human being. You're allowed to ask a human being to help you. You're allowed to ask a human being to daven for you. You do the same action to the Malach, to a Koichav, to any higher power. It's Avodah Zarah. Exactly the same action. The difference is, one is a Baal Bechira and one is not a Baal Bechira. Since man is a Baal Bechira, therefore you can ask him to work to help you. You can work Mashainkein, the spiritual powers which are not Baal Bechira becomes Avodah Zarah. So that was the Rambam, and if we can just look, the Rambam is very, very strong about this. If we look at on the first page, just after halfway, just after the Nusach Hayud Gimel Ikrim, the way it's written at the end of Shachris, is Ani Mami Be'Munah Shleimah Shabayir Is Barach Shemoy, that the Creator, blessed be He, Loi Levadoi Roi Lispalel, you should only daven to Him, Ve'en Roi Lispalel Lezulosoi, and you may not pray to anybody but Him. It's a bit of a repetition. Loi Levadoi Roi Lispalel. It's just repeating the same thing, just the other way around. Zulosa means not him, apart from him. Emes Malkeinu, Efes Zulosa. Emes Malkeinu, he is truly our king. Efes Zulosa, there is no other true king with a capital K. So the double Loshen, L'chayre, would seem that even if you're not asking your request, all I'm asking you, Malach, is take my request and take it to the king. Even that, you may not use an intermediary. Okay? And the Rambam says, Perek Beis Alocha Aleph. There the Rambam writes it very, very, very clear that even if your intention is, I'm doing the Rotzon Hashem, I'm the reason why I'm serving the sun god, right? The sun god, right? The god of the sun, which there is such a thing as the god of the sun. All the god of the sun means the power, the koach, the spiritual koach behind the sun, right? If a person serves it with kavana, that this is, I want to be machne and do the Rotzon Hashem, the Rambam says that is Avodah Zarah. So my kavana is to give kavod to Hashem, who is only one, who is not physical. That is what Avodah Zarah is. So Rambam says, the main tzivui, the main command of refraining from Avodah Kochavim, shaloi lavet echol mikol abruim, not to serve any of the created beings. So you can see, I don't believe that this god, this idol, this power, this the sun, whatever it is, created the world. It's not even shutfus. It's not even partnership. Right? Nevertheless, that is Avodah Zarah. Veloi echad ma'abayis. So it does. Veloi echad mikol anivroim hem. Uvi'inyan zen. The Rambam finishes off in Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph. Tziva v'oma ishomu lachem pen yivtel levavchem. You look up to the sky and you let your heart be seduced to say what? What is this Yetzirah telling you? Keloi ma'a sheloi titu behur alev. Don't stray after what your mind thinks. Labayt elu liyos sirsur beinechem uben abayre. Right? So your Rambam says very, very clearly, I'm doing what I think is the rotzen of this power to get close, not to this power, to Hashem. That is Avodah Zarah. And the Rambam says, Rabbi said, look at Perek Gimel, Halacha Zayin of Hichas Tshuva. The Rambam says,
isn't there a concept that we do ask that Malachim do take up fillers to a Kodesh
Baruch? Okay, that's what we're dealing with today.
Yeah.
That is exactly what we're dealing with today. Yeah, let me just let's finish this Rambam, and then we're going to go. Yeah, just Rambam Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin. There are five in Hichas Tshuva. There are five minim. Minim are heretics. Heretics in there's minim and apikorsim. Rambam holds heretics means there's a falsehood in your understanding of Hashem. An apikores is somebody who denies, who has a falsehood, who holds something which is false in terms of mankind, what our job is. So, for instance, schar ve'oinesh, somebody who doesn't believe in schar ve'oinesh, is a problem in his understanding of our job in this world. Right? Somebody who doesn't believe in Mashiach, he's an apikores, not a min. There's no a warped understanding of his understanding of Hashem, but Hashem's role for us. So Rambam starts with a minim. Minim is the basic, min is a heretic. The basic form of a heretic means it's much more basic than an apikores. Says the Rambam, what are they? Number one, somebody who doesn't believe that there's a God, an atheist, right? Ve'ein lo olam manik. Number two, somebody who says, I believe some... I gave new ones. Sorry. Number two is Yesham Manhig. There is somebody. There is one power that controls this world. El Avalem. So there is a power. Avalem Shnaimu Yosef. But he believes there's two powers. There's two gods. The god of evil, for instance, and the god of good. Right? Number three. Va'omer sheyesh ribo inechad. No, there's only one god, but but he has physical attributes. That's a min. He says, when you ask him, when was the world created? No, there was no such thing as creation. Oilam, how is it used, that phrase by the Rishonim? The world always was. Oilam kadmoin, right? You don't need to speak about creation. I don't need to answer that question. It always was. Just like you Jews believe Hashem always was. That's what I believe about the universe as it is. It always was. And number five, v'chen ha'oved k'chavim u'mazal v'zuloso k'dei liyos meilitz beino u'vein ribbono elomim, somebody who serves an intermediary for the purpose of getting close to Hashem, kol echad mechamisha elu hu min. So very interesting, this Rambam. The Rambam says it's a warped understanding of Hashem. Okay, of Hashem, your understanding of godliness, of the Supreme Being, is flawed if you believe that you need to serve Him via intermediaries.
What about the ones okay. who right. Sadiqim? Yeah.
Okay, Sadiqim. We're going to get to this now.
They say Sadiqim Lomes.
Right, that's okay. I'm going to deal with that, Be'ezos Hashem, after we've done Rolachim. Okay, I'm going to go we're very short of time, so we're going to go through the controversial prayer. We're going to go one at a time. Baruchuni l'sholim. Baruchuni, when we come home on Friday night, we say Shalom Aleichem. That's okay to greet the Malachim. The problem is the third stanza, which is Baruchuni l'sholim, Malachi Hasholim, Malachi Elyon. What's the problem, Rabbi Yisai? Baruchuni, how do you translate that? Bless me. Who are you addressing? The Malachim. Yeah? Yeah? How can he ask? So therefore, it's well known that, anybody know? Who skipped out this stanza? The father of yeshivas, the Talmud Muvak of the Gon, Rav Chaim Volozhin. Rav Chaim Volozhin did not say Baruchuni L'sholim, because of this problem, because it seems you are asking the Malach to bless you. Right, what is the Yishuv? We spoke about that, okay? We spoke about that. They're human, they have Bechira. That's okay. You can ask a person to brochas Yaakov, Moshe Rabbeinu, brochas, that's okay. But to turn to Malach, he doesn't have a free shuv. So, there are a few yeshuvim to explain this, Baruch Hu Nilasholem. Number one, the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Yutes Amud Beis, the Gemara says that the following, that kol ha-mispalel be'erev Shabbos, anybody who davens on Leil Shabbos on Friday night, ve'oime v'yichulu, and says v'yichulu, shnei malochi ha-shores, ha-melavin lo'i le'odom, yeah, those two malochi ha-shores, the guardian angels who accompany him, manichim yedein al-roishoi, they place their hands on his head, ve'oimrim lo'i v'sar avoyincho v'chatoscho techupor. And may your sin be removed, and your wrongdoing be atoned. Perhaps this is a bracha that means we're not really asking Hashem, the Malachim, to bless us. We're already told that we are accompanied by Malachim, and that they bless us, that we should be cleansed of sin. Perhaps that is the bracha that we're saying. So when we're saying Baruchuni, we're not asking you, please bless me. We are commanding you to bless. Why? Because you're mechuyev to bless me, as Chazal say. That's your job. We're just telling you of your job. So we're not asking you. The problem when you ask of somebody, you are appealing to his free choice, right? Otherwise, I'm not asking you. I'm telling you to do something. So this is one issue. And the Gemara also continues. Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda Omer, Beis Malachi Asharis Melavin Lo Le'odomi Beis Ele Beis Haknesses. Two Malachi Asharis accompany a person from his house to the Beis Haknesses Le'Beisa. Yeah, right. One good and one bad. Of course, when we say one bad, everything is ultimately good. But it's the Satan which is there to make you grow. Ukshaba Le'Beisoi, and when he comes to his house, Umotza Ner Dolok, and he finds the Shabbos candle, Velshochan Aruch, and the lay table, Umitzah Mitas, and the beds are made. Malach Toiv Oimer Yehi Rotzon Shetel Shabbos Acheres Kach. May it be the same way, the same tranquility, the same preparation for Shabbos should be so for the next week. And what the Malach Ra and the other, his counterpart, has to
Amen.
Nod his head and say Amen, even against his will. And it works the other way as well. If things are not prepared, then the Malach Ra says it should be like the same next week, and the Malach Tov has to say Amen. So we're already informed that they are going to bless you. So it's very good. That's why Baruch Huni Leshalom is not a request, but rather a demand. Right? Because we're just telling you what you're meant to do. So that's an extra incentive that everything should be in order. But yeah, maybe the fact that we believe that you'll bless us, that itself will change things to the good. The Yaivet says. The Yaivetz asks this question, this already there, and he says the following. The Medrash Rabbah is in Bereshis Rabbah, Mem Zayin, Ois Vav. Perek Mem Zayin, Ois Vav. And it says, Haniftar Mechavera, somebody who partakes of his friend, yeah, Afilu Godol Mikoton, even the more senior person, from the junior person, Tzorech Litol Minvenu Reshus, you have to ask him permission, can we go each on our own way. And the Gemara learns that out from a posuk that it says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaveh Avram Avinu of the Bris Milah, it says, and he finished speaking to him, it says, Vayichal edaber itoy, and he finished, this is the end of Parashas Lech Lecha, Hashem finished speaking to Avram Avinu, yeah, and it says, Vayal Hashem al Avram, and Hashem moved on. Right, because we're speaking to, till now, he was speaking to you. He was speaking to Avram. He finished speaking, and then Hashem, Kaviyochol, went back up, which means Hashem is everywhere, but it means there wasn't that Giloy anymore. That Giloy of Nevuah was finished. That's a reason. Well, obviously, that's Miyotov. If Hashem stopped speaking to him, so life is moved on. So on that we say, on that the Medrash learns, Vayichal edaber itzo. It doesn't mean he finished speaking to him. He means he did what he needed to do at the end of the conversation, which is it okay, Avraham Avinu, if I've told you what I've had to tell you, I need to go now. So he's taking reshus from the Godol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiviyochel, is asking Kiviyochel, Avraham Avinu, I've given you my message, I'm going now. Right? So say where else do we find a Godol asks reshus from a Katan? Mamash, by the Malach. The Malach HaShel Esav says, Shalcheini na, let me go, ki ola ha-shachar. Who's more senior? The Malach is more senior to Yaakov. He needs Yaakov's reshus to let him go. Says the Yaivetz, beautifully. You Malachim are here. You're more senior to me. Yeah? But nevertheless, you can't go without asking me permission. Right? Even though I'm more junior. So I don't let you go unless you give me a bracha. So again, I'm not asking you to give me a bracha. I'm demanding you a bracha because otherwise I won't let you go. They want to go. Right? That's why he said, Seischem l'sholim. They want to go. And I'm saying, I'll let you go if you give me a bracha. So that, again, that's not asking. That's not turning to their koyach choyfshi, to their free choice, but rather it's a demand.
So you're not asking, but what is their koyach of blessing?
That we said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings everything in this world, the way he runs this world, is via the messengers. They are channels. So these are channels that can give over a bracha, but they don't have that choice to do it. That's the nekuda. They cannot choose to give the bracha. Right? Hamalach ha-goel o'isi. Right? Hamalach ha-goel o'isi. Mikorah yevarech ha-sane'orim. What about that posuk? I think we've dealt with it. The previous posuk says, Ha-elokim ha-roeh o'isi me'oidi ad hayom hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shepherded me from the day I came into existence till this very day. What about him? Doesn't say anything. The next posuk is Hamalach ha-goel o'isi. The Malach who is consistently and constantly saved me, redeemed me, Yevorech ha-sane'orim v'kori b'ayim shemi. May he bless. So the Mefarshim say, this he's not turning to the Malach. He's not turning to the Malach, he is turning to Hashem. He's saying, the Malach is, please Hashem, make the Malach bless these lads, Ephraim or Menashe. Okay, so Mimele, as long as you're not turning to the Malach, but even if you're turning to Hashem, or you're telling a Malach what he needs to do, that's not a problem. Okay, what's the next one, Rabbi Isai, on the list? So that's Baruchuni L'Sholim. The next one is Hamavdil Mekodesh L'Chol. Michael Sar Yisrael, Michael the minister of Israel, Eliyahu v'Gavriel, Bo'u Na'im Ha'Goel. Is that a problem? Bo'u Na'. Translation? Please come with the Goel, with a Mashiach, with a Redeemer. Well, it could be with a Redeemer. L'chayre means with a Redeemer, or does it? I think it means with a Redeemer, as in Mashiach, rather than Hashem. But it could be the Goel is Hashem. But the problem is we're addressing them. So that passe is not a problem, Rabbi Isai. Why isn't it? Why not? Because it's going to come. They are going to come. The Novi tells us that Elio is going to come with Mashiach. So we're not begging you, we're not asking you, we're just telling, we're just reminding ourselves of what we promised. The problem is, Kumu b'chatzi alayla. What does that mean? Kumu, arise, in the middle of the night. So perhaps, again, that's not bakosha. It means, even in the darkness, it's a way of saying, we want Mashiach, and we want in the middle of our darkness, and being downtrodden, we're waiting for you to come. We're speaking to you as if we're asking you to come, but it's not. We're not really asking you to come. We're telling you, come on, Rabbi Isai, we want to come out of the darkness, and we were promised that together with the Goel will come Eliyahu and Michal Sar Yisrael. Yeah, but of course, there's an easy way of getting around this one. Okay, so you've understood this one. We're speaking it in a request, but it's only something which has been promised, and therefore that's not really a bakosha. Alternatively, as you can see in the footnote number 4, some of goyres yovayu noim ha-goyel. May they come. So of course I'm not even speaking to them. It's the third person. Boyu is the second person. Loshon Noichach. Yovoyu means they will come. May they come together with a goy. Right, next one. This is a Sfardi song. I don't know if it's found in the Ashkenazi song, in the Ashkenazi liturgy, but Lanev velabasomim nafshim yachela. So look at the next line. Soilu derachem li. Pave the paths for me. Panu lenavoicha. Make way for the one who's confused. That means we're confused, we're lost in the golos, we can't see the wood from the trees. Pischu she'orim li, open the gates, yeah, kol malachei mala, all the lofty angels. So that sounds as if we are addressing the angels. So perhaps this is less problematic because we're not even asking them for something concrete. We're asking, just don't get in the way. Do us one favor. Don't get in the way. Let me just go to the king's palace, right, and get there without you. And that's what it means. Clear the pathway. That means just make sure not to get in the middle. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, next one. Eliyahu Novi. El Ish Tishbi. The man, Tishbi, Eliyahu Novi is called Tishbi because he came from a place called Teshev. Tatsileinu mipi arayos. Arayos. Yeah? May you save us from the mouths of the lions. Tevasreinu besoyres toivois. Tesamcheinu bonim alavos al ovois b'motzai shabosos. Make sons glad with fathers on the motzai shabosos. So of course the beginning is not difficult. Tatsileinu mipi arayos. Tevasreinu besoyres toivois. Yeah, that's also not problematic at all because we know that's what he's going to do. So we're not asking him. We're just reminding him of Eliyahu Novi, this is your job. The problem is, to some chenu bonim al avos, but interesting, avos bonim, I didn't realize, maybe it comes from here. Avos bonim used to start on Motzei Shabbos. To some chenu bonim al avos be Motzei Shabbos. So I don't know whether this Motzei Shabbos, then if we're asking something, either again, every Motzei Shabbos we're promised Eliyahu Novi is there. So we're just saying, Eliyahu, just remember your job. We've lost down in Shomi Yaseri, you come on Motzei Shabbos, please, we need your presence, which we know you're coming anyway, but because that brings the simcha that unites fathers and sons. Or maybe Motzei Shabbos is a euphemism, is for the final geula. Okay, let's skip to number seven. Okay, this is a slicha which many had a problem with. Malachei rachamim mishorasei elyoin. Angels of mercy, Mesharsei Elyoin, those who serve the One on High, Chaluna Pnei Kel beMeitav Higoyoi, beseech the countenance of Hashem beMeitav Higoyin with eloquent language. Yeah, Ulay Yochois Amoni veEvyoin Ulay Yochem. Perhaps through that he will have compassion on the poverty-stricken one. And on the pauper, ulai yirachem. Perhaps Hashem will have mercy. So the problem is here, malachei rachamim meshar say elyon. You're speaking to the malachim. How can you address the malachim? Beseech Hashem bemeitav higoyon. Now this is even more problematic. It's one thing to say, you know, take our prayer as it is and take it lifnei Hashem. But this is we're asking. We're hard. Kikshei loshen anoicheinu. We're not so eloquent with our speech. You your speech is refined. Therefore, you malachim, we want you to take out tefillas to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. How do we address that? So, in fact, Rav Chaim Volozhin used to change the beginning, and he said instead of malachei rachamim meshose elyoin, he changed it to avos oilam. Ahuve Elyoin, right? Avos Oilam, who are that? The three fathers. Ahuve Elyoin, the ones who are beloved by the Supreme Bahem. Chalunap Nekel Bemeta Vigoyen. Please beseech, and of course, you have the right language, you have the eloquency of, you have the Loshen. Maybe he will have compassion on us. What do you see from Rav Chaim Volozhin, Rabbi Yisrael? He had a problem on speaking to Malachim, but he did not have a problem on speaking to the Tzaddikim. Now that itself is a big, big debate. Can you dive into the Tzaddik? But it says clearly from Rav Chaim Volozhin's change editing of this one, he held there's no problem addressing the Tzaddik. Now, why is there a problem of the dead tzaddik?
No,
but he says, I'm addressing you. Chaluna, please besiege. Right, pray for us.
But not him.
Yeah, pray for us. So you're addressing the tzaddikim. No, but that's also, we said you're not even allowed to use an angel, a malach, even if all you're asking to the malach to do is take my prayer to Hashem. Even that's also. You can ask Hashem to use the malach to take the prayer. Right. We're running out of time. Okay, I dealt with this. He's not speaking to the malach, he's speaking to Hashem to send the malach. Right, so there's a few yeshuvim to this malach erachamim. Number one is, just add the yud before the ches. Chaluna, not chaluna, but yechaluna. May they beseech the countenance of Hashem with their eloquent tongue. Perhaps through that he will have compassion. That's pshat number one. Another pshat, a beautiful pshat. The shaliach tzibur is garnering the tzibur behind him. And this, Malachei Rachamim, Mesharseh Elyon, is simply an introduction. Rabbi Isai, we're all davening here. We need to break that door. We need to get close to Avinu Shebashamayim. Malachei Rachamim, Mesharseh Elyon, the shaliach tzibur is telling all the gathered, the Malachei Rachamim are the guardians, are the servants of the Supreme Being. Rabbi Isai, so are we. We are on the same madriga as the Malachim. Therefore, Chaluna Pnei Kel B'meitav Igoyen. Therefore, Rabbi Isai, let's just not say the words and utter it without by rote. We need to beseech. We can break those doors directly ourselves. He's not turning to the Malachim. He's just informed the tzibur of the kach of the malachim and said, we are equal to the malachim. We can also do it. We have the most supreme role. We are Meshar Se'elion. Therefore, please turn to Hashem b'meitav Igoyen. Now, okay, the most controversial tefillah of all, which actually is only found in certain places, is Machnise Rachamim. Machnise Rachamim, the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Maharal Miprag in the Sivas Avodah, many Rishonim already would not say the Tefillah of Machnis Rachamim. And in most Slichos, it's printed in Seder of Amram Gon, so it seems to have a very, very old history. However, not all versions of Seder of Amram Gon have Machnis Rachamim, which is very interesting. And it's known, by the way, that many, because the Seder of Rav Amram was the first Siddur which was published, which was as a Siddur, so many tefillahs not associated with Rav Amram Gon himself managed to crept inside. So, and in fact, the Chasam Sofer, well known as Tshuva of Chasam Sofer, Tshuva Kuf Samech Vav, Arachaim, says he didn't stop his tzibur from saying Machnis Rachamim, which that itself is very interesting, even if it's controversial, he didn't want to change it. However, what he used to do is this comes straight, Machnis Rachamim comes almost straight after Tachanun in the Slichos. So he used to take extra long for the Slichos, for the Tachanun, at Nefilas Apayim, so that by the time he finished it, well, he can't say Machnis Rachamim because he needs to be up to where the tzibur is, and that's how he got away from saying this. So the nekuda is, Rabbi Shai, the greatest present HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us is the ability to choose and the ability to have a direct a relationship with Him without intermediaries. Mika Hashem Aleikenu HaKorev Eleinu B'chol Koreinu Elov. Who is like our nation that there's no intermediaries? Even to simply take my tefillah and take it to Hashem? No. We direct our focus on Hashem to answer all our tefillahs. Thank you for listening, Rabbi Isai.
They've changed to Omos, hasn't it?
Huh?
the change to Obus, and we work out to Obus
Yeah, you know, so he holds you allowed to dove into the tub because he's not alive.
Yes?
Yeah, that's what.
That's why
not like the Mishnah Berurah, right? In?
Ah.